Welcome back to Let's Get Honest. I'm your host, Mike. So today's topic is going to be purity, specifically for men, and how it relates to what God is talking to us through scripture. I find that where God is calling me is to specifically speak to men, because this is why I know that God has also called women to speak to fellow women about the idea of purity. Because I feel like as a man, it's not my place to speak to women about purity. So before we get started and dive more deeper into what God has in store for us today, let's start off with prayer. Heavenly Father, please bless today, and please allow us to be open and not closed off to what you have to say, Father God. That the idea of purity in our culture today is almost non-existent, to the point that we get offended when people ask us to be abstaining from sex, or to not look at a woman in a certain way because we feel like it's okay because of how the world has glorified this whole sexual revolution. So Father God, please allow us to listen intently to what you have to say to us today. We come before you humbly in Jesus' name, amen. So I wanted to speak on what God has been calling me to change, but also to take a moment to think about what God has called you to change. And God has especially been putting it on my heart lately to be silent. And I found this through many different podcasts that I listen to, like The Secret Place with Carew Ellington. And when he touched upon his episode of being silent, which you should go check out, it really resonated with me. And today, we're going to start off with 30 seconds of silence where we're not speaking about anything, and we're allowing God to work through us and being silent so that he's able to talk to us and we're able to hear him. So let's take this moment to have 30 seconds of silence for God and truly open our ears to him. Okay, so personally for me, the biggest thing that I found that God was speaking to me about this episode was just the idea of how the whole thing around sexual revolution has really truly skewed us in a path that we should have never gone to as humans. Because the idea of the whole sexual revolution is, you know, have sex with whoever you want to have. You know, you don't have to wait till marriage to have sex. That having sex before marriage and having sex with multiple partners is not going to hurt you in the long run. And there's also this whole red pill movement online that talks about how having sex with multiple people only affects women. And that's complete nonsense. Having sex with multiple people affects both men and women. Now, it affects us differently because of how our minds both process love. But having sex with multiple people ultimately impacts us in the long run. And I used to be a person that would have these flings with people. I would, you know, jump onto Tinder or whatever kind of dating app with meaningless intentions. And even though in my head I thought what I was doing was fine, because of the mental health that I was going through, I never was going to stick in those relationships, and it was all to fulfill my need for that dopamine so that I could go to one go from one hit to the next. And that's not saying that I didn't care about these people, but you're kidding yourself if you are using these people for to meet certain one of your needs, that it's not a selfish desire. And even from a young age, the idea of sex came in very young through the idea of pornography, to the point where it almost ruined my current relationship with my fiance. And thankfully, due to her grace, we're still together. But this is the idea that the sexual revolution pushes, that it's okay to have lust, which can be as simple as flirting with somebody, even though people say that, oh, when I flirt at work, it doesn't mean anything. It's just to help me get through the day. Excuse me? Why are you flirting with someone to help you get through the day when you can be seeking your partner? And if you're single, why are you meaninglessly flirting with someone who could get the wrong impressions and ask you out, and now you're turning them down and they're just sitting there confused and wondering what they did wrong? So whether you're single or you're in a relationship, you're still going to be hurting somebody. And ultimately, no matter who you are, man or woman, and I just want to drive that point home so that, you know, to the person that's listening, it doesn't matter who you are or what gender you are. This is affecting all of us. But I'm speaking specifically to my brothers, that when we give ourselves to someone in such a manner as sex, we are intertwining our souls. And even if you might not feel it right away, my fellow brothers, you will feel it eventually. From my countless of flings that I had, it never fulfilled me. And thankfully, I didn't have sex with many women. Because the more women that you have sex with, the harder it will be to bond with your future partner. Because it's a term that's referred to as pair bonding. And pair bonding is the idea of a deep love that you have for your partner. But if you've had sex with 20 plus women, 30 plus women, 40 plus women, when you actually settle down because you feel like you've had enough fun in your life, it's now harder for you to love that person because, oh, you're just like, oh, well, this sex isn't as great as, you know, the person I had sex with 20 women ago. And you're not even remembering her name, which is even worse. And my fellow brothers, sexual fulfillment is not necessary for true joy or happiness or for living a meaningful, satisfying life. That yes, of course, in the bounds of marriage, it is exactly what you need sometimes in order to elevate your relationship. But I'm speaking from a place of, I understand why you want to seek out sex. Because for me, I was seeking it out for my own purposes. And I may not know your purpose for why you're seeking it out, but truthfully, we all want love. And at the end of the day, that fling that you had one night, as I was saying, is what it is, a fling. That person will not come when you have had a tough day or when you need support. And if you think you got it on your own, brother, you don't. You need someone. I thought that too until God put Amanda in my life. I thought that I had it all handled, and I actually didn't. I was pushing people away in my life. I was getting to a point where I was almost becoming violent with my father. And it was going to lead me down a path to destruction. because I felt like the world owed me. And at the end of the day, when you just put your reliance on the world and you think the world owes you everything, eventually, because the world can't fulfill that, and the enemy knows that too, that he can't fulfill that, because the only one that can offer true fulfillment is Jesus. And eventually, because I wasn't mentally well and I was still trying to seek out that desire for that dopamine hit, I wasn't finding women, and rightfully so, because I wasn't mentally well enough to offer anything to a woman. And it left me broken. And as Peter spoke about, my beloved brothers, that through him, Jesus urged us to abstain from the passions of the flesh, which wage war against your soul. And let me tell you that it was waging war against my soul. And what Peter is encouraging us through his inspiration from God is for us to resist fleshly desires, recognizing them as detrimental to our spiritual well-being. And equally, brothers, kind of like shifting away from the whole idea of lust and of sex, is that we equally need to control our use of language, because being a swearing Christian is not what God is calling us to be. The Bible speaks in so many different passages about having self-control over the many things that we do in this life. And specifically in Proverbs, in chapter 13, verse 3, it says, "Those who control their tongue will have a long life. Opening your mouth can ruin everything." And it's so true that when we aren't silent and we're waiting for God to lead us, we just run too fast into something and we don't see how much it's going to hurt us in the long run, because we can't see that far ahead, but God can. And across all spectrums of our journeys, brothers, we have a duty to help correct each other. As Psalm 141:5 says, "Let a righteous man correct me, it is a kindness. Let him rebuke me, it is oil for my head. Let my head not refuse it." Equally in Titus chapter 2, verses 6 through 8, "Likewise, urge the younger men to be self-controlled. Show yourself in all respect to be a model of good works, and in your teaching, show integrity, dignity, and sound speech that cannot be condemned, so that an opponent may be put to shame, having nothing evil to say about us." Ultimately, as men, God called us to be feelers. And as men, we do speak about our emotions differently. And many times for me, I have needed to process those emotions in silence. But what I was missing was processing those emotions in silence with God, because God will be your true salvation. Nothing is too big for Abba, or too small or too trivial for Jesus. Bring it to the Father. And equally, when we are going throughout our day-to-day lives, brothers and my brothers, is to always remember that just as Jesus inspired Peter to speak about this, when we go out and we speak to people, we do so with gentleness, meekness, and respect. Because God has called us to be different, to look different, and act different. Because when we come across people and we're able to act differently, you know, like when someone cuts you off on the road, and instead of cursing them out or road raging them down and giving them the finger, we're instead sitting in the car asking God to bless them instead. Because this is what we need in the world today. So as we go forward today, my fellow brothers, think about what you can do to change the things in your life that will turn your face closer to God. So as we go forward today, incline your ears closer to God so that you can hear him. And just like we did at the beginning of the podcast, take 30 seconds to close your eyes and be able to really, truly listen to what God has to say to you. But as we close off today, my fellow brothers, know that you do not have to be perfect. Know that even though this may be a rebuke for some of you, Jesus loves you no matter what. That as long as you're coming to him, that's the battle. Satan doesn't want you to do that, my fellow brothers. Jesus wants you to come to him. There's been so many times that I've dropped down to my knees and said, Jesus, help me. And he was always there. Just like we should all be there for each other when we stumble. So I hope y'all have a blessed week. And I'll catch you in the next podcast.